Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you
Hi,
today?
Maya. Can you hold on one second? I'm going to merge a call.
Okay.
Hello, Maya. Hi, my name is Gil Perez. I spoke to one of your customer service representatives earlier. Spoke to one of your supervisors. They said I could call back in regards to having one of the people from my bank, the fraud department, be on the line and verify, and you guys would automatically reimburse the money. So I have the bank representative. His name is Ron. He's on the other line. Ron,
Okay,
can you
yes, sir. Can you verify
hear me?
who you work with, sir?
Ron?
Yep, so hi. First of all, my name is Ron, and I'm from Capital One Customer Protection Department, and this is a recorded line. So, yeah, I work for Capital One in the Customer Protection Department.
Okay, yes, sir. So for this transaction, sir, this is for a concealed carry certification. I qualified to get the concealed carry permit, and he advised that he disputed the transaction with you guys. Did he dispute the transaction with you?
All right, so I don't see any dispute so far, sir, but I can go ahead and make one right now.
Well, I made one earlier.
What? Okay, so give me just one moment. Before you process that dispute, let me place you on a brief hold while I seek more assistance regarding the information, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I did make a dispute.
Mr. Perez?
Yes.
Well, this is what happened, Mr. Perez. I was reviewing here the account, and this is the $69 from the online directory.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this transaction is currently pending, sir. So when the transaction is currently pending, we're not able to dispute it quite yet. We need to wait and see if it actually posts. If it doesn't post, then the transaction will just drop from the account and you will be given the funds.
I apologize for the misunderstanding. I apologize. I'm still waiting for assistance regarding this information. Give me one moment.
Okay, Ron. What they advised me, once you guys are on the phone, they'll submit the funds back to the account. So it'll be like a reverse transaction.
Okay.
But what they need is just, I just need it to be, if I could have that done, I don't need to have my card, canceled or anything like that, because they're already supposedly going to be sending me a new card. But if that could be avoided, I could still use my card and get gas and stuff and pay out some bills.
Just by the way, I'm still seeking more assistance regarding this information. Give me one moment.
Sure. All right, sir. So let's wait and see what happens. But just so you know, if we need to file the claim, we need to wait until the transaction posts. Okay.
Okay. So if they reimburse it, we could just eliminate that totally.
Yes, indeed. But if not, we need to wait, right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's just like, I freaked out, and, when the application came back, it was from the state of New Hampshire, and then they say it won't be able to be used in New York. What comes across your mind?
I apologize so much for the wait. I'm trying to get some assistance. Give me one moment.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Ron?
No problem. Yeah. We just need to wait and see what they say. Depending on what they say, we're going to proceed. Right?
Okay. Thank you.
I apologize, by the way. I'm still waiting for someone to assist because I have to seek permission regarding this information. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
I'm sorry about this, Ron. They said just call back and the person will be able to assist us and they'll have a supervisor immediately. And it seems like, you know, it's just, they must be having more complaints about this, you know, this carry permit company. It's called Rush, mm-hmm. CCW.
Understood. And it happens. It also happens here that we do have high call volume. The only thing is that bank policies and for, you know, assisting other customers, I won't be able to hold for much. So let's give it, like, okay. around, let's say, 5-7 minutes or so. If we don't get an answer, unfortunately, I will need to move on to the next call. But I'll wait. Yes. I'll wait for you. No problem.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm trying my best trying to get someone assistance. I'm still waiting for it. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ron, where are you located at?
I'm actually in Costa Rica right now.
Oh, nice. Are you enjoying the weather?
Yeah. Well, actually, not that much. It's rainy season for us.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not that good. but, yeah. We do our
I love Costa Rica. It's beautiful.
Okay, so I have a supervisor trying to look into the information now. Give me one moment while I wait for her assistance.
Thank you.
Okay. And just to confirm, sir, I mean, I will be releasing probably some information regarding the account and the status of the transactions and such.
Yes.
There's no problem with that, right?
No problem. It's just trying to get this resolved and everything else because...
Unfortunately, I apologize if I keep cutting you guys off. So we don't have a supervisor right now to give an authorization to release the full amount. They will have to give you a call back, sir, regarding this information.
Wait. Ma'am, I called earlier, spoke to a representative.
Right, you just spoke with me, sir.
One of your customers? Oh,
correct.
Okay. And you transferred me to speak to a supervisor.
They're not available right now, sir. That's why they will have to call you back. What's a good contact number?
And then 914-217.
Wait, 914.
14-217.
Mhm.
7767.
7767.
And if you did speak to me earlier, which I know mm-hmm. it was you, you know the whole situation, and you even informed me if I was to have a bank representative call you back with me on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Funds will be reimbursed, correct or not?
Well, not all the way, Trish. I say you still have to call the bank with the line, which I do appreciate
the
that, sir.
The bank is on the.
I still have to get permission regarding that, sir, and the supervisor is not here to authorize it. So they would still have to call you back, sir. I apologize. That would be the only way.
Ron, do you hear this?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
What do you suggest me to do? Have her try to reach another supervisor or someone
That's the issue, so there is no one here to deal with this information. That's why I have to fill out a request for them to call you back, sir.
So how did you get through to the supervisor that you transferred me earlier to, which was less
that
than
wasn't a supervisor, sir. That was just a regular representative.
Oh, so you actually lied to me.
I never did say I was a supervisor, sir, and she wasn't a supervisor. We were just regular representatives.
Okay. How long would it take for a supervisor to call me back?
You have to wait, sir, within the 24 to 48-hour range, sir. We're a 24-hour call center.
Okay. Ron, just stop the processing. Don't release any of the funds and everything like that. I will forward this information to the district attorney's office in regards to this dispute, and also you as the bank representative will follow through in your end, because it seems like I'm getting the runaround right now. Okay.
Understood. So, yeah, this is what I will recommend you to do, sir. I'll leave everything on the notes. I'll recommend you to probably call them in the morning because our queue in the morning is normally less high call volume. So you will get a representative from the bank right away in the morning. So you can, you know, call them and then call us, and then right away we'll answer. Normally when it's later on, we get more calls. So in the morning, you will be assisted right away, just so you know.
Okay. But the thing is, you guys have
okay, is there anything else that you guys need from me?
Excuse me? Do you hear us trying to have the resolution to this?
Well, sir, that's dealing with your bank, sir. There's nothing I don't supposed to hear this, sir.
Okay.
My company will give you a call back within a 24 to 48 hour range, sir. You
full
continue
name,
this.
Ma'am?
My name is Maya.
What's your full name? Maya what?
That's the only I think give out, sir, is Maya. We don't give out
you
our
give
last
me a
name.
Last initial.
We don't give out any of our last names, sir, for security purposes.
Or what about our ID number?
We don't have an ID number, sir.
Oh, but you could ask me for all my general information, which I provided to you earlier.
Correct, because you
and
have
I'm
an account with us.
Okay, and you as a representative of a company should be able to give me your last initial of your last name.
We don't give out any security information with our last name, sir, and we don't have an ID number.
Is there a corporate number also, ma'am?
No, sir. This will be the only customer service number, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Have your representative call me as soon as possible. If it's tonight, call me tonight.
Of course. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.